the meditation is more one of learning to let go, letting go, because eventually when death occurs, whether we like it or not, we have to let go of all the different things, all the different preoccupation in our life. Yeah. So I'll just briefly explain, and then I will guide you through the meditation. The eight stages starts from the first thing that dissolve is usually described as earth element. Yeah. Earth element is anything solid with a structure, or the solid, hard, structural part of our life. So sometimes I call it the furniture of our life. Yeah. And this is the this level progresses, as if those objects, the earth element, starts to fade from your consciousness. You can no longer think about them, remember them. They are, in a way, saying goodbye, right? So this is an opportunity to, as you imagine it happening, to just mentally consider what it would be like to let it go, let it fade from your awareness, fade from your life, because the time of death is arriving. You know, it's already here. Okay, so you let go of first of all, let go of your furnitures. You know, I don't know about you, but I live in Sydney for many years, and people move a lot. Yeah, and then when you move, you get the mover in, and they heap up all your furnitures, and you go from one place to another. Especially if you have a big garage, there's a lot of stuff inside. You know, you have to organize them, pack them, and move them. So at the time of death, it's time you let go of your garage, whether you like it or not. Right? So it's allowing them to fade from your consciousness. Right? So you just imagine it. I will guide you through, and you just let it happen. Maybe some images will pop up. Say, oh, that beautiful antique cabinet. I cannot live without it. But even that is going, I'm sorry. All right. So there's an opportunity to practice letting go before the final letting go happens, okay? And in the transition from one stage to another, something shifts deep within yourself. And thank you very much, although I don't think I will drink. deep within ourselves, as we move from one element to another, and within your inner experience, it's almost like a vision appears. The first vision is mirage, right? Earth dissolves. What is going to come next is like water, right? But mirage is not really water, right? Shimmering image over a hot road or plane in the distance, yeah? A sign of water. So next is water element, flowing, fluid. So all the watery things in life, of course. But I also like to associate this with feelings. You know? You have many feelings, happy feelings, unhappy feelings, times of great joy, excitement, times of great sorrow, of grief, or hurt and pain. And all these feelings belong to this life. And this life is finishing. They are saying goodbye. It's time to let them go. All right? As water dries up, in a way, another vision appears. This time, you seem to be in a room filled with smoke. Yeah. Water element dissolves. Fire element is coming. Right. The next element to meditate on is fire element, heat, energy, all the energy in your life, all your passion, the thing that say, oh, you devote your whole life to calligraphy or whatever it is, that you invest all your energy, your children, in your children, in your relationship or in your job. That energy is cooling down, it's fading, because the life is finishing, so it's time to say goodbye. So again, another vision. Don't worry, I will describe it as we go along later. Yeah, as if like fire encounter wind, especially like a bonfire at the beach in the evening, and you see fire spark against the dark night. Yeah, so fire spark is the next vision, which means fire element dissolve and wind or air element becomes prominent. So air, breath, you know, is the final link with this life. And that is fading, is stopping. And air element or wind element in Buddhism is associated with activities. All the busyness in your life, Sometimes we're busy right until the moment of death, all the running around, sorting out your estates and la-di-da, la-di-da. All that is finishing. You are moving from activity to stillness, whether you like it or not. Yeah. So that is the final physical element that dissolves, right? And as that dissolves, you see in your vision like a candle flame, like the wax is about, or the oil is about to run out. The flame is flickering, eventually it stops. And since I was a chemist in my last life, we used to do this experiment. You put a jar, it's called bell jar, over a candle, and when you run out of oxygen, what happens to the candle? It diminishes and then it extinguishes. With that, your physical life is finished. All the physical elements have dissolved, and now what happens is purely inner and within your mental realm. All right. So the next vision that appears is a vision as if you enter a space filled with white light. Normally they say moonlight traditionally, but I usually change it. I think of it because it's Singapore, right? As if just now you step outside, if you keep your eyes closed, you can feel the sunlight shining down. Feel you are surrounded by bright light. Forget about the heat, okay? Just minus the heat, but just the light, the white light, white vision. This begins the dissolution of your subtle level of consciousness, all the subtle desires, subtle thoughts, all those thinking, they are fading. Yeah. Finally, your thinking is going to stop, okay? At the time of death. So white vision give way to red vision, like the sun of your awareness is setting. So like the sunset, the whole sky is filled with radiant red color. So that's the next vision, red vision. And then after the sunset, of course, darkness descends. So the third vision is the dark vision, pitch black darkness. Now it's very hard to find. Like you put your hand in front of your eyes, you can't see anything. Doesn't make any difference. Total darkness. So as you enter into the darkness, the dark night, then what is to come, and you wait in the darkness. Because the final stage is about to dawn, right? So that is what sometimes we call the clear light of death. And it's the most basic level of consciousness. Here, ideally there's no thoughts because everything is finished, everything is let go of. So we are just imagining, okay? Just don't die, okay? You can fall asleep, but don't die, okay? Then, and you rest yourself in this state. And just be open to see how you experience. Usually people experience a shift in their consciousness, not the actual clear light of death, but something happened because you have let go of many things. So you allow yourself to be open to the experience and see what happened. And you rest there for a while. Okay? So you have come a long way to arrive there. And if you are still awake, then you can experience it. If you are not awake, no problem. You tell people, I experienced the clear light of sleep, which is quite similar. Okay. All right, so that is what we're going to do. And I will just talk you through, and you are most welcome to ignore what I say. You just enter deeply into your own clear light. Okay. So let's start. So find a comfortable posture and settle your body in. Rest your hands, your arms in your lap, on your knees, in whichever way that allows your shoulders to be relaxed. Feel free to close your eyes completely if you like. Any point in the meditation, you feel uncomfortable, you feel a bit uneasy with whatever that is arising in your meditation, always remember that you are in control and you can always just open your eyes. Open your eyes. And you'll realize that you're still here in this meditation hall and have a break if you like. So feel free to do the meditation in whichever way that suits you the best. So take a few moments, let your body find its way into your posture. Become aware of the points of contact between your body and your seat, your body and the ground. Feel the solidity, the firmness, the stability beneath you. Maybe you are aware of the hardness of the floor, the softness of the cushion, qualities of the earth, of the ground, they are here to support your body, to hold you up, to keep you safe. Rest the weight of your pelvis comfortably on your seat. Surrender that weight to gravity. And out of a stable base, see if you can allow your spine to extend naturally. Allow some space between your vertebrae. Let the spine extend upright. Find its way into a more natural and comfortable position. One that allows you to breathe freely and easily. Check in to see how your body is doing in this posture. Notice whether the body is comfortable, or maybe there are parts of your body that are a bit tight or tense. Especially your face. At least see if you can notice whether your face is feeling fairly relaxed, or are you tensing up some muscles in your face, muscles of your forehead, muscles around the eyes or in the jaw. At least see if you can relax the facial muscles that we do have more conscious control over. Relax the muscles of your forehead, muscles around your eyes, relax the muscles of your jaw. Just let your face feel a bit softer, more at ease, more comfortable. Settle your body into the meditation posture. Settle your mind in the present moment, here and now. If you like and if you are used to it, you can make use of the breath to support you. Feel yourself breathing in and out. And each time when you breathe out, remind yourself to release. Breathing out, you release carbon dioxide. Why not release other things? Release tiredness or unnecessary tension. Release thoughts or images unrelated to the meditation. Just let them gently flow away with your out-breath. So use the breath as your anchor throughout the meditation. Even though we are imagining we are dying, but that's all right. Breathing out, deepen the sense of release. And I will guide you to imagine the stages of dissolution, stages of change in consciousness. Earth element is dissolving, saying goodbye. The furnitures of your life are bidding you farewell. What are some of the solid things in your life, the structure, the objects, the things that you are preoccupied with in this life, that we gather around ourselves to give order, to give structure, to give us a sense of safety, of boundaries? Let images, memories, thoughts arise related to this, and see if you can gently say goodbye to them and let them go, because earth element is dissolving, saying goodbye. Coming back to the breath as an anchor for your attention, and feel free to do so throughout the meditation. If you do feel sleepy, try not to fight it. Allow sleepiness to descend and let your mind dissolve on the long road to sleep. Something similar happened also at the time of death. Letting go of earth element, within the space of your mind, a vision appears, an omen of what is to come. An image of a mirage shimmering in the distance. Earth element has dissolved. Water elements become prominent. Water element comes to mind. That which is flowing, moistening, water, fluid. And along with it, feelings that flow through our life. Happy feelings, unhappy feelings. Feelings of joy, of excitement. Feeling of sadness, of pain, of hurt. All these feelings mingling together in the river of your life. Now it's time for them to say goodbye. Mentally, see if you can let go of all those ups and downs, all those moments of strong feelings or emotions. It is time to let them go. Allow images, memories, thoughts related to this to come to mind. Each of them arise. See if you can practice saying goodbye, practice letting them go. As water element dissolves, a vision appears in the space of your mind, an omen of what is to come. You feel yourself entering a room filled with smoke, thick smoke. Tell yourself, water element has dissolved. Fire element becomes prominent. Fire, heat, maybe images of all your experiences of fire may come to you. Fire also stands for energy, for your passions, things that get your energy moving, things that drive you forward, or your passions in this life. They are cooling down as you go deeper into the dying process. It is time to say goodbye. Allow images, memories, or thoughts related to this to come to mind spontaneously. Take a look at them and take this opportunity to practice letting them go. Fire element is dissolving within the space of your mind. Another vision appears. You find as if wind has blown through a fire and fire sparks are flying against the night sky. An omen of what is to come. Fire element has dissolved. Everything has cooled down. Wind or air element becomes predominant. Sense your breath flowing in and out. The link with this life will soon stop. And wind or element is associated with activities. All the activities you are preoccupied with throughout life, going here and there, doing this or that, busy, all those activities are coming to an end. they are stopping. Finally, you are resting in complete stillness without any activity at all. Wind or air element is dissolving, saying goodbye. In the space of your mind, another vision appears, a candle flame, as if the air or oxygen is running out, is slowly dying, flickering, and eventually extinguished. Wind or air element has dissolved, and sometimes you may even imagine or feel that the physical breath has stopped. So all the physical elements have dissolved. Your link with the physical aspects of this life is finally cut. From now on, only inner mental phenomena arises within the space of your mind. Imagine within your mind, you enter a space of radiant white light, as if you are outside standing under the noonday sun, bright, radiant, white in color, but without any heat at all. Cool, radiant, white light fill up the space of your mind. The sun of your awareness or consciousness is setting, saying goodbye. All the thoughts, all the desires, all the preoccupations are fading away. White light starts to change into red light. The sun of your awareness is about to set, like sunset, filling up the sky with radiant red light. That too is your inner experience. As the sun sets, darkness descends. You enter into a long, dark night. Pitch black in color, absolutely nothing appears, and you allow yourself to rest in that complete darkness and wait. As darkness ends, a new dawn is arising. A different kind of light is awakening within the space of your mind. Something clear, radiant, without any color, an awakening into what they call the clear light mind. Awake, aware, but quite free from all the preoccupations during life. Free of thoughts, free of worries, just a simple awareness. So see if you can imagine and allow your mind to rest in this so-called clear light, clarity, radiance, awake and aware. Just rest here for a while. We have arrived at the end of our journey of this life. Now is the time to let go. Let go of all the effort you put into the meditation. Allow yourself to relax. There's nothing more to do. Things arise within the mind. Let them come. Let them go. You have let go of all your preoccupations. Now is the time to just rest. Do nothing. Rest yourself in the space of the clear light mind. And then it's time, come back to life. Allow yourself once again to be aware of the breath. Reconnect with the air element. You may notice the temperature of the room, coolness or warmth, the fire element. You notice whether the body is comfortable, uncomfortable, pleasant, unpleasant feelings, the water elements. And you notice your body sitting in your meditation posture, the earth element. Everybody okay? Everybody managed to make it back? Yeah. Okay, very much. Thank you very much. Yeah.